愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们来看诗篇的96篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 96.
诗篇的96篇。
Psalms 96.
好，我们来念第八节跟第九节。
Let's read verse 8 and verse 9.
请。
Verse 8. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Verse 9. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth.
在这两节圣经里面提到我们要怎么敬拜神。
In these two verses, it talks about how we must worship the Lord.
首先就提到神非常的伟大。
It begins by reminding us how glorious the Lord is.
神的伟大超过我们所能够了解的。
And his glory is beyond what we can comprehend.
所以第六节啊，有尊荣和威严在他面前。
So in
第六节。
So in verse 6, it says that strength and beauty are before him. Oh, his honor and majesty are before him.
所以神非常的尊荣威严。
So the Lord is honorable and majestic.
那接下去就提到有能力与华美在他的圣所。
And then it goes on to tell us that strength and beauty are in his sanctuary.
旧约时代的圣所就是会幕。
In the Old Testament, the sanctuary is the tabernacle.
后来所罗门盖的圣殿。
And then it became the temple which Solomon built.
圣殿盖完神充满着荣光，神的荣光充满着圣殿。
And after the temple was built, the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
真的，以色列百姓感觉到神跟他们同在。
And the Israelites felt that God was with them.
那在新约时代，这个圣所就是教会。
So in the New Testament, the sanctuary is the church.
所以我们接受洗礼这一群信徒就是教会。
So this group of believers who have received water baptism, this is the church.
所以有尊荣跟威严，有能力跟华美在他的圣所。
So there is honor and majesty, and there is strength and beauty in his sanctuary.
就在教会里面，因为神在我们当中。
And this is in his church because God is amongst us.
所以我们要怎么来拜这一位神？
So how do we worship this Lord?
如果我们看第九节。
If we look at verse 9.
要以圣洁的装饰来敬拜神。
It says, O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
如果我们看英文 beauty of holiness. 圣洁的美来做装饰。
So it talks about the beauty of holiness.
所以在属灵上圣洁是一种美，是一种装饰。
So holiness is a type of beauty.
因此我们敬拜神人是看人的内心。
So when we worship God, God looks at our hearts.
就是我们来到神的面前有没有圣洁的装饰。
Which is to say, when we come before the Lord, do we worship in this beauty of holiness?
启示录里面讲将来我们都要参加婚宴。
In Revelation, it tells us that in the future, we will all be attending the banquet.
那这个新娘要穿什么？
And what will the bridegroom wear?
光明洁白的细麻衣。
He will wear a white ephod. A white linen.
也就是圣徒所行的义。
Which is the righteousness.
圣徒啊 saint。
The righteousness of the saints.
那这个就是圣洁的美，也是圣洁的装饰。
And so this is the beauty of holiness.
所以我们的灵修生活就是在圣洁上一直在进步。
So in our lives, we must continually improve.
圣洁上。
I said, In our holiness, we must continually improve.
那我们就有一个美的装饰啊，来亲近神，来敬拜神。
So we will have this beautiful appearance to worship God.
那我们最近在读这个利未记。
So recently we've been reading the book of Leviticus.
利未记里面呢，主要也是在讲圣洁。
So in Leviticus, it also talks about holiness.
以色列百姓出埃及以后。
After the Israelites had left Egypt,
他们在旷野要敬拜带他们出埃及的神。
When they were in the wilderness, they must worship this God who brought them out of Egypt.
神就给他们律法。
And so God gave them the law.
那这个律法就是教导他们怎么追求圣洁。
And this law was to teach the Israelites how to pursue holiness.
那这个律法有一部分现在已经用属灵上来解释。
So a part of the law has already been explained through the Holy Spirit.
比方说哥尼流要信耶稣的时候，哥尼流使徒行传第十章。
So for example, when Cornelius wanted to believe in the Lord,
彼得祷告看到异象。
Peter prayed and he saw a vision.
他说不洁净的也可以宰来吃。
In the vision, he said.He saw that we can also eat of the unclean.
那个不洁净是什么？就是利未记里面讲的洁净不洁净。
So what is this unclean talking about? It's talking about the unclean and clean animals in Leviticus.
比方说动物要分蹄就是洁净的。
For example, you must separate the unclean and clean animals.
那没有分蹄就是不洁净的。
If they have split hooves, then they are unclean.
那动物要反刍的好像牛，这个就洁净。
If they regurgitate, then they are clean.
那不会反刍的，好像猪，不洁净。
If they don't regurgitate their food like pigs, then they are unclean.
那到了新约时代这一方面的洁净不洁净已经没有了所以你要吃什么都可以。
In the New Testament, this unclean and clean separation is no longer needed, so we can eat whatever we want.
如果我们不吃是因为健康的原因或者说他拜过偶像，而不是有什么其他的洁净不洁净的考虑。
So if we refuse to eat some foods, then it is either because for health reasons or because they have been offered to idols. We do not have to make.The decision between clean and unclean animals.
但是在利未记里面有提到有一些洁净不洁净今天我们还是要遵守。
But there are a few things in Leviticus which are unclean that we should also observe today.
我们看利未记的十一章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 11.
利未记十一章的四十四节。
Leviticus 11 verse 44.Leviticus 11, verse 44. 44. For I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore consecrate yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Verse 45. For I am the Lord who brings you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy.
这个地方讲你们要成为圣洁。
Here it says, you shall therefore be holy.
原因是什么？
And what is the reason?
因为我是圣洁的。
The reason is, for I am holy.
我们所拜的这一位神是圣洁的。
This God whom we worship is holy.
所以神是圣洁的。如果我们不圣洁我们就没有办法来到神面前拜他。
So God is holy. If we are not holy, then we are unable to come before Him to worship Him.
那如果神是圣洁的，我们穿上圣洁的美，这个美，那神就很喜悦我们，我们就可以靠近神。
And if God is holy and we have this beauty of holiness, then we can worship Him and we will have a very good relationship with God.
那如果我们看四十五节特别讲我把你们从埃及地领出来。
In verse 45 it says, I am the Lord who brings you up out of the land of Egypt.
所以你要圣洁。
So you must be holy.
啊，为什么这里要特别提到 我把你从埃及地领出来？
So why does this verse have to specifically talk about bringing the Israelites out of Egypt?
哦，因为埃及地是一个拜偶像的地方。
Because Egypt was a land which worshipped idols.
哦，那拜偶像哦，在属灵上就是一种淫乱。
So worshipping idols in the spiritual sense is a harlotry.
所以十诫第一条哦，只有独一的真神。
So in the Ten Commandments, the first commandment is, you shall worship the Lord your God.
那第二条就是不可以拜偶像。
And the second one is, you shall not worship idols.
拜偶像就是对神不忠，就是属灵的淫乱。
So if you worship idols, then it is a spiritual harlotry.
也就是在神面前呢，没有圣洁，没有美的这件衣服。
Which is that you do not have this beauty of holiness or this white linen.
那整个埃及的文化。
So all of Egypt's culture.
它不是以神为中，以这个天上的神为中心。
Their culture is not centered around the Lord.
所以里面有很多的文化传统，在神看起来是不洁净的。
So many of the cultures of the Egyptians were unholy.
所以神在旷野就要训练他们过圣洁的生活。
So God trained the Israelites on how to be holy in the wilderness.
我们现在看列位记的十八章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 18.
列位记的十八章。
Chapter 18.
第一节
Verse 1.
一直到第五节。
Verse 1 to 5. Verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 2. Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, I am the Lord your God. Verse 3. According to the doings of the land of Egypt, where you dwelt, you shall not do. And according to the things of the land of Canaan, where I am bringing you, you shall not do. Nor shall you walk in their ordinances. Verse 4. You shall observe my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk in them. I am the Lord your God. Verse 5. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. I am the Lord.
好，这个第一节啊，第二节先讲啊，你要告诉以色列人，我主是你的神。
So in the first two verses, God tells Moses to tell them, the Israelites, that I am the Lord.
所以在这里啊，神先说明他跟以色列百姓的关系。
So God begins by stating his relationship to the Israelites.
我就是你的神。
I am your Lord.
然后第三节开始就对以色列百姓的要求。
And from verse 3 onwards is the requirement set by God.
埃及人的行为你不可以效法。
According to the doings of the land of Egypt, you shall not do.
这第三节啊，他们行为你不可以效法啊。
So you must not do what they do in the land of Egypt.
然后我要领你到迦南地，那里的人行为你也不可以效法。
And according to the doings of the land of Canaan, where I am bringing you, you shall not do.
每一个地方都有它的传统跟文化。
So every place has their own cultures and traditions.
有一些传统文化它不会影响我们跟神的关系。
Some cultures and traditions will not affect our relationship with God.
有的地方它是吃米，有的地方吃面，这个不会影响我们敬拜神。
Some places eat rice, some places eat noodles. This doesn't affect our relationship with God.
但是有一些文化它是会污染我们。
But some cultures will mislead us.
所以不可以效法。
So we must not keep those cultures.
因为我们所拜这个神我们是属他的，所以不可以效法。
Because we belong to the Lord, and therefore we cannot keep these cultures.
那今天我们信了耶稣。
So today, we believe in Jesus.
我们人还是活在这个世界。
And we all live in this world.
那受洗就是出埃及啊。
So being baptized is leaving Egypt.
那受洗我们就变成神的选民了。
So after we are baptized, then we are chosen.
所以我们活在这个世界有它的文化但是我们需要有一个辨别能力什么样的文化会污染我们。
So this world that we live in has many different cultures, but we must have the ability to discern which cultures should not be kept.
那哪一些传统, 在神看起来是恶的, 这个我们不能做。
And we must be able to discern which kinds of traditions are evil in the eyes of the Lord.
那这样啊, 我们才有圣洁的装饰, 啊, 来敬拜神。
And so therefore we can have this beauty of holiness to worship the Lord.
我们看, 出埃及记的23章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 23.
出埃及记的23章。
Exodus 23.
23节。
23 verse 23.
一直到25节。
Verse 23 to 25. Verse 23. For my angel will go before you and bring you into the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Verse 24. You shall not bow down to their gods nor serve them, nor do according to their works, but you shall utterly overthrow them and completely break down their sacred pillars. Verse 25. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you.
所以24节讲啊, 你不可以跪拜他们的神。
So in verse 24, it says that you shall not bow down to their gods.
不可以侍奉他, 就是他们的神。
Nor serve them.
不可以效法他们的行为。
Nor do according to their works.
要把神像进行拆毁。
But you shall completely break down their sacred pillars.
打碎他们的柱像。
You shall utterly overthrow them and break down their sacred pillars. Which means to do not be conformed.
因为文化对一个人影响很大。
Because culture has a great influence on a person.
活越久, 文化越深入一个人的心。
So the longer you live, the deeper, the more effective culture becomes.
那虽然神讲得很清楚。
And so although the Lord spoke this very clearly.
但是如果我们旧约再继续读下去, 以色列百姓 还是常常去拜偶像。
But if we continue reading the Bible, we see that the Israelites eventually worshipped idols.
所以到亚哈王的世代，神就非常的生气啊。
So by the time of King Ahab, God was very angry.
就三年半不下雨。
And so there was a drought for 3 years.
所以好多人就饿死了。
So many people starved.
原因就是拜偶像。
And the reason was because they worshipped idols.
那今天我们知道, 这个世界的偶像是什么?
So what are the idols in the world today?
有的把人当偶像。
Some people treat other people as idols.
所以对人的崇拜, 这个世界很普遍。
So it's very common to see people worshipping other people.
它的重要性已经超过神。
And so these people whom they worship is already above God.
甚至很多的信仰其实是在拜人。
And so many religions today is worshipping people.
那现在来讲啊, 取代神的是什么? 就是马门。 人的生活中，人的心中，最重要是什么？是马门。
So what is the most important thing in a person's heart? For most people, it is mammon.
所以主耶稣说，一个人不能够侍奉两个主。
So Jesus tells us that we cannot worship two gods.
一个是神。
We cannot serve two gods.
一个是神，一个就是马门。
We cannot serve two masters. One of them is God, and one of them is mammon.
所以这个世界是一个拜偶像的世界。
So this world is a world which worships idols.
那有的虽然没有拜神，他自己已经取代了神。
And although many people do not worship gods, they already have forsaken God.
所以什么最大? 我自己最大。
They say that I am the greatest.
我说了就算了。
Whatever I say goes.
这个不是偶像吗?
Is this not an idol?
所以在这个地方讲，那里的人行为你不可以效法，也不可以跪拜他们的神。
So here it says, you shall not bow down to their gods nor serve them.
啊，不简单啊！啊，我们要敬拜独一真神啊！我们生活内心啊，没有一个比神更重要的。神就坐在最高的宝座上，不简单。
It's very difficult for us to put God on the highest level, and forsake the cultures of the world.
啊，在神面前，一切都是降下来。
And to put everything else below God.
啊，唯有他是最高的。
And to put God on the highest level.
啊啊，这个需要相当的努力。
And this is something that we need to work towards.
好，那我们现在再看啊，利未记的十九章。
Let's turn to Leviticus 19. Leviticus 19.
十九章的第四节。
Leviticus 19, verse 4. Do not turn to idols, nor make for yourselves molded gods. I am the Lord your God.
这个地方也讲啊，不可偏向虚无的神，也不可以铸造神像。
Here it says, do not turn to idols, nor make for yourselves molded gods.
好，那如果我们再看啊，第34节。
And if we look at verse 34, the stranger who dwells among you shall be to you as one born among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
Oh, okay. 啊，我们再看二十章啊，利未记二十章。
And let's also look at Leviticus chapter 20.
啊，二十章的第六节到第八节。
Leviticus 20, verse 6 to 8. Verse 6. And the person who turns to mediums and familiar spirits to prostitute himself with them, I will set my face against that person and cut him off from his people. Verse 7. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. Verse 8. And you shall keep my statutes and perform them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you.
第八节啊，遵守我的律例啊，我就叫你们成为圣。
So in verse 8, it says, and you shall keep my statutes.
好，所以第六节以后就在讲教鬼的行邪术的。
So from verse 6 onwards, it tells us how to consecrate ourselves.
好，那我们现在在这个世代哦，如果我们信主耶稣再去算命啊，有一些算命是跟邪术有关系的。算命。
Sometimes when we go to fortune tellers, it might be against God.
为什么有的算命很准？
Why is it that some fortune tellings are very accurate?
因为魔鬼也是有限度的知道将来的事情。
Because Satan has a level of knowledge about the future.
所以如果一个人还没有信主，有时候算命也是算得很准。
So sometimes before a person has believed in God, they may be able to receive accurate fortune tellings.
所以我们有弟兄还没有信主以前，还没有在真理学校受洗以前呢，高中生他去算命。
One of our believers, before he believed, he went to a fortune teller.
他算到大概三十几岁就算不出来。
And so the fortune teller was able to accurately predict his life until 30-something years old. 那个时候
他以为他只能够活到三十几岁。
So he thought that he could only live until 30-something.
那后来他到我们教会，在美国，在我们教会受洗。
But then he came to the U.S. and he was baptized in our church.
过了一段时间，他才想起来哦，那个算命算不出来的那个那一年，他刚好在真耶稣教会洗。
And then he realized that on that year, which the fortune teller could no longer predict his life, was the year he was baptized.
那在这个之前，他也是基督徒，但是他不是真耶稣教会的信徒。
Before he came to the True Jesus Church, he was a Christian, but he was also a Christian.
所以如果我们信的主耶稣又跑去算命，这个就是世俗，这个就是神所不喜悦的。
So if we believe in Jesus, but we also go to a fortune teller, then this is a spiritual harlotry, and it's not something God likes.
那在十九章里面哦，有一节我们来看，十九章的二十八节。
Let's turn to Leviticus 19, verse 28. Verse 28, you shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord.
这里在提到，不可在身上刺花纹，英文翻作 tattoo, 或者刺青了，我是神。
So here it tells us that we must not make any cuttings in our flesh for the dead, nor tattoos.
在旧约时代，这一节圣经节在讲，不要刺青。
So in the Old Testament, this is talking about,
不要刺青，就是 tattoo.
Do not get tattoos.
那在新约圣经里面，我们找不到。
But in the New Testament, we cannot find, this.
可以不可以刺青？
We don't see if, We cannot find a New Testament whether we can or cannot have tattoos.
那所以有的人你看他衣服一脱下来，整个手臂、整个身体都是刺满满的。
So sometimes you may see people have tattoos all over their bodies.
那如果新约时代找不到，那到底我们信主的人可以不可以去刺青？
So if we cannot find this in the New Testament, can we as believers have tattoos?
我们在新约时代可以找到一些圣经的原则。
In the New Testament, we can find some principles in the in some principles.
比方说我们现在来看雅各书。
So for example, let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书的第一章。
James chapter 1.
二十七节。
James 1 verse 27.
雅各书一章二十七节。
James 1 verse 27. Verse 27.Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world.
这个地方讲虔诚是什么？
Here it tells us what it means to be pure.
在这一节虔诚至少有两个重要的特色。
So there are at least two characteristics of being pure.
一个是看顾患难中的孤儿寡妇，就是爱心。
The first is to visit orphans and widows, which is love.
所以一个很虔诚的人一定很有爱心。
So a pure person will have a lot of love.
因为虔诚就是要把神的本质在生活中表现出来。
Because a pure person will manifest the characteristics of God.
第二个特色虔诚的特色就是清洁没有玷污。
And the second one is to keep oneself unspotted from the world.
然后不沾染世俗，二十七节最后一句不沾染世俗。
To keep oneself unspotted from the world.
Undefiled 就是脏的吧，所以不要被世界弄脏了，世俗。
So we must be undefiled, which means that we must not be dirty from the world.
如果去 Google 一下为什么人会想要刺青？
So.If we Google why a person wants to have tattoos,
那你那个原因一条一条把它看。
And if you read the reasons one by one,
你就发现说，那个刺青的原因都是属于世俗的一方面。
And we will realize that many times the reason is related to
世俗的。
Worldly practices.
Yeah, 他所要表现的那些原因刚好是跟圣经里面我们要追求的目标是相反的。
Many times the reasons for getting tattoos is opposite of what is in the Bible.
如果我们再从圣经一些原则来看
，If we look at some other principles from the Bible.
我们现在看哥林多前书。
If we turn to 1 Corinthians,
哥林多前书的第六章
，First Corinthians chapter 6,
第六章的十九节
，Chapter 6, verse 19, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?
看到二十节
verse 20. For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
这个十九节讲啊，你们的身子就是神的殿。
Here it tells us that our body is the temple of God.
身子是什么？我摸看得见摸到这个身体是神的殿。
So this body which we can touch and feel is the temple of God.
那圣灵啊，从神来住在我们里面。
And so the Holy Spirit which comes from God.Comes and dwells in us.
所以圣灵就是神的灵啊，所以我们这个身体是神住的地方。
So the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, and therefore, if it comes to dwell within us, then our body is the place where God dwells.
那我的身体我要怎么做就我怎么做，因为这是我的嘛，我自己做主啊。
So if we tell ourselves, this is our body, we can do whatever we want with it.
我要赐龙赐凤，这个我的自由啊。刺青啊，我要弄缝龙啊，弄凤啊，这是我的自由啊。
If I want to, put a phoenix or a dragon tattoo, this is my own choice.
好，但是如果我们读下去哈，十九节说你们不是自己的人。
But the Bible tells us in the next verse that we are not our own.
我们不是属自己啊，那我属谁
？So if we are not our own, then who do we belong to?
二十节。
Verse 20.
你们是重价买来的。
It tells us that we were bought at a price.
重价。什么是重价？
So what is this price?
就是主耶稣的宝血。
This price was Jesus' blood.
那什么时候主耶稣把我们买出来？
At what time did Jesus buy us?
在洗礼的时候。
It was the time when we were baptized.
那这个买呢，就是主权的一个转移。
And so this, this act of purchasing us is a time when we,
主权呢，你的 ownership 就改变了。
When your ownership is changed.
你如果看到一个钻石，你很中意。
If you see a jewel, then, you might wonder who the owner is.
但是价钱很高啊。
And the price might be very high.
你付了，这个就是你的。
If you buy it.Then you are now the owner.
那主耶稣用宝血买我们。
Jesus purchased us with his own blood.
那本来是我们属魔鬼的。
So originally we belonged to Satan.
那现在主耶稣出了重价，所以我们现在就属主耶稣。
But now Jesus has paid the price, so now we belong to Jesus.
所以我们就不是自己的人了。
So we are no longer our own owners.
那如果神住在我们里面。
And if God comes to dwell within us.
所以二十节要在你们身子上荣耀神。
That we must glorify God in our body.
因为我们身体是神的殿嘛，神住在里面，所以人看到我们的身体啊，能够荣耀神。
So because God lives in our body, it is the temple of God. Then we must also be holy.
你就想想看啊，如果一个人哦，刺青全身哦，然后到街道发传单，到我们教会来听福音，你会不会跟他去聚？
If you see a person who is tattooed from head to toe and he goes out to flyer for the church, would you go with him to his church?
大概会很难啊。
It might be very difficult.
除非他的见证是说以前我远离神。
Unless their testimony is before I was far away from God.
你看我这个全身的 tattoo 就是表示我是照我自己的生意识在生活。
And they say that this tattoo is from the time when I was my own master.
那现在我信了耶稣。
And then he tells us, now I believe in Jesus Christ.
我一切都是要为荣耀神。
So from now on, I want to glorify the Lord.
有一种生命的改变哦。当然这样我们就很愿意来跟从这个人来信耶稣。
So if there is a major change in this person's life, then we will be very willing to come to their church.
所以很多我们生活上要在我们身子上表现出能够荣耀神。
So we must glorify God through our actions.
那这是要有圣洁。
And so this requires us to be holy.
如果没有圣洁，我们人就不能荣耀神。
If we are not holy, then we cannot glorify God.
我们来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
啊，第五章。
Chapter 5.
啊，第一节。
Verse 1.
一直到第四节。
Verse 1 to 4. Verse 1. Therefore be imitators of God as dear children. Verse 2. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Verse 3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for the saints. Verse 4. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks.
好，第五节。Verse
5. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God.
好，这个第三节讲啊。 淫乱的、污秽的、贪婪的，在你们中间连提都不可以，方得圣徒的体统。
In verse 3, it tells us, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for the saints.
哦，所以这个圣徒有一个体统。
So there is a requirement to be a saint.
哦，也就是说，你看到这样的人，你会感觉到他是信耶稣的，所以他有一个体统。
So when you look at this person, then they will have these characteristics and make you think that they are a Christian.
哦，那这个体统从哪里来？从第一节来。
And where does this characteristic come from?
哦，我们是蒙慈爱的儿女。
We are dear children of God.
哦，所以我们目标要效法神。
So our goal is to imitate God.
哦，那天天以神做我们的目标。
So we must have God as our goal. 哦，
那神看不见啊。
We cannot see God.
你怎么去效法神？
So how can you imitate God?
神的具体表现就是主耶稣。
God's actions is shown through Jesus Christ.
所以效法神就是效法主耶稣。
So to worship God is to worship Jesus Christ.
那当我们一直在效法主耶稣，那个生活形态哦，所表现出来的就是圣徒的体统。
So to imitate God or to imitate Jesus is.
哦，你效法主耶稣这样过了一段时间，这个生活的 pattern 啊，形态啊，就是圣徒的体统。
So if we imitate Jesus, then this pattern of our life will be fitting for the saints.
哦，那接下去就提到几种。
And then it continues to this verse continues to remind us.
淫乱、污秽的话、贪婪，连提都不可。
It says that neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting.
啊，第四节，淫词妄语戏笑的话都不可以。
Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting.
这个是讲我们在谈话，人跟人的谈话。
This is talking about our conversations with other people.
你看现在世界上，如果你有一些世界的朋友，你听他们在讲哦。啊，这个谈话的内容、开玩笑的内容都离不开这个这里所说的。
If you observe your friends, the topics that they talk about do not differ from these three things mentioned.
啊，因为这个是世界的文化。
Because this is the culture of the world.
那有时候我们虽然没有去谈这样的事情
，So although sometimes we may not talk about these things.
有时候我们常常想啊，基督徒可以不可以听流行歌
？Sometimes we might ask, can Christians listen to the popular music?
哦，你仔细听一听啊，那个流行歌的歌词在讲什么
？If you listen closely, what is the lyrics in these songs talking about?
哦，流行歌的歌词它为什么会吸引人
？Why is pop music so popular?
很多部分都是有挑逗情欲或者有性的暗示。
They often have
挑逗你的肉体的情欲。
It is stimulates your desires。
或者一种性的暗示。
It has some sexual influences。
那。我不谈，但是我听了。
If we don't talk about these things, but we listen to them,
这一些都是污秽的。
These things are all not fitting.
你包括看电视的连续剧。
For example, if you look at the TV,
很多的内容都是跟这个有关系。
much of their narratives are related to these three things.
所以有时候我们就看为什么我祷告得不到圣灵。
So we might often wonder why can we not receive the Holy Spirit when we pray?
可能我们的心里面缺乏圣洁的装饰，圣洁的美。
So perhaps our hearts lack the beauty of holiness.
里面都是充满着世俗。
Because it is filled by the cultures of the world.
所以要怎么求圣灵？
So how can we ask for the Holy Spirit?
我们的思想生活要越调越靠近圣经。
So our thoughts must be elevated.
越来越靠近圣经。
And it must be closer and closer to the Bible.
那神的灵就越来越靠近我们。
And if we do this, then the Holy Spirit will become closer and closer to us.
所以求圣灵跟生活有关系，不是我到教会来认真求就可以。那离开教会，我怎么生活都没有关系，我看什么电视，我听什么流行歌都没有关系，大有关系。
So, praying for the Holy Spirit is not only limited to coming to church and praying for it. It has to do with our actions when we leave the church. It has to do with what we listen to and what we talk about.
所以我们要做有圣洁的美，这需要努力。
So in order to have the beauty of holiness, this is something that we must work very hard for.
我们的娱乐内容非常重要。
So our narratives is very important.
好，那我们现在来看彼得前书的第三章。
So let's turn to First Peter chapter 3.
我们圣徒我们的穿着有什么原则，让我们在神面前有圣洁的美。
How do we have this beauty of holiness before the Lord?
那我们现在看彼得前书第三章。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 3.
第三节。
Verse 3. Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel.Verse 4. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God.
这个第五节。
Verse 5. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands.
这个第五节在讲古时的圣洁妇人她怎么装饰自己。
So here it tells us how do the traditional
圣洁的妇人
the holy woman conduct themselves.
那第四节长久温柔安静的心。
In verse 4 it tells us they have a gentle and quiet spirit.
那这在神面前是很宝贵的。
And this is very precious in the sight of God.
所以第三节的前面开始讲不要把外面的装饰当作我们生活的重点。
So in verse 3 it tells us that we must not let our outward appearance become the most important thing in our life.
我们信耶稣整个头脑都是在想外面要怎么装饰。
If after we believe in God and all we think about is how do we dress ourselves?
这个不是重点。
This is not important.
重点是里面要有美。
What is important is to have beauty inside the heart.
那这样在神面前这就是圣洁。
And so this is precious in the sight of God.
就是一种美。
And this is a type of beauty.
所以我们要到神面前来敬拜神。
So when we come before the Lord to worship Him,
我们要穿上圣洁的美。
We must adorn ourselves with the beauty of holiness. Let's sing a hymn.